It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're going down to the rye category, and this time we're looking at a new distillery. At least it's new to us, and I think it's probably new to a lot of people, and it's called Hard Truth. So they are based out of Nashville, Indiana, and today we're taking a look at their Sweet Mash Rye. Now, it is non-age stated, but it does say on their label it is perfectly aged, but more research showed that this is actually a 2 to 3 year old rye barrel. Batch 1 is coming from Rickhouse 1, and this is the first batch that was comprised of around 30 barrels. It is barrel proof, 115.2 proof, and has an SRP of $70.
Man, I don't know if people can see this, but this is one of the coolest corks or toppers I've ever seen. It looks like a driftwood. I love the packaging. It's cool.
Zatara. Does that ring a name? Ring a bell?
Zatara?
Yeah.
No.
So if anybody was ever watching the Count of Monte Cristo, they named him Zatara because that means driftwood.
Ah. Yeah. It does look like driftwood.
Yeah.
There you go. You're fancy, Kenny.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I don't know, sophisticated.
It's just a good story behind it.
We didn't have that kind of movie in Bardstown.
All right. Let's talk about some whiskey here. Let's go. Hard truth. Let's go with the nose. Ooh. Some sweetness there.
Yeah, there's some creaminess.
It might just be it's really hard. Like, it's very, very faint, but just like a super tiny little youth factor in there, but not overly.
Yeah, but I'm mostly getting like...
Mostly just rye grains is what it is.
Yeah, just like some fruity rye grains.
It's not like a turnoff.
Yeah, some citrus peel, it's like a limoncello-y kind of...
Ooh, okay.
Limoncello kind of...
Kind of vibe there.
Slightly pine in there, but not too much. Yeah, I'm liking the nose so far.
Well, on to the taste.
Mm. You know, it's creamy. It's got like brown sugar, some like creme brulee crust kind of like crumbles. And then it really opens into those citrus notes and like the piney floral that you're used to with a rye kind of. But there's no like pickly or dill spearmint flavors. It's more like on the citrusy side.
Well, I was going to say there's almost like a menthol sort of taste to it that kind of comes in. Like if you had a peppermint and put it in your mouth, like kind of has a little bit of that going on with it. But you're right. That rye grain is really showing well in here. It does have that sweetness that still follows along through the finish as well, too.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where are you at here?
Thumbs up. I liked it.
Yeah. For a 2 to 3 year old product. Yeah. I think it's fantastic for what there is, and the taste.
Thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. Really. I love ryes like this that are not so like spearminty bombs. Mm-hmm. I love like these that are sweet and kind of open up to more fruity notes, like slight citrus fruity notes. So yeah, I'm really liking it.
And the finish?
Sideways, I mean, it's okay.
Pretty average.
But
you definitely get that rye spice, that punch towards the end, because it is barrel proof too.
Yeah, it's not overpowering spice, but yeah, it's a great job for a 2-3 year whiskey.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to come up to Nashville, Indiana and come check it out sometime soon.
Let's do it.
But that is our review of Hard Truth's Sweet Mash Rye. With that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.